Okay, we're moving on here. We've got a few more things to talk about here in the educational part. You know, when it comes to the organized hate out there, it's a real deal. In Newburgh, it was called the Need Group. NEED, big letters. I didn't even know it existed. I don't get caught up in all that kind of crap. But this was 620, 40 people, whatever, in Newburgh. These were educators, teachers, things like, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you that graphic article, by the way, says in there right off the bat that this lawsuit was against educators, teachers, and the parents of the community. No, it was about 4 or 5 or 6 people attacking us, and that was who that was against. It had nothing to do with teachers and educators. Again, just misinformation. But the organized, you know, group of NEED out there was tied to the Yamhill County Progressives. It was tied to the Progressive Group, who, by the way, in our campaign, and we lost in May, and we did lose by about 500 votes. The lying, cheating, stealing that went on was unbelievable. And, you know, you hate to think your community can have people like that, but they did. They came to my door. They talked to my wife until I walked out and said, hey, they didn't even know who I was, yet they were spreading lies about me. Call me a racist, homophobe, all kinds of things. They were paid canvassers from Portland to come out to Newburgh to campaign in the school board campaign. That's what was going on. They were all over social media. There's all the advertisements and things like that you can do on social media. And they were all over that. They outspent us a ton of money. Between Canby, Newburgh, and McVinville, they spent over a couple $100,000 to defeat us. And because they have to have their way. And in Newburgh, there's no other place where progressives like to have their way more than they do here. But they're not anything, I don't think, unlike Antifa. They're hateful. They're spiteful. They'll do anything. They don't care about laws. They don't care about rules. But now these are the people that live next door to you sometimes. And, you know, so you're kind of going, wow, how far would they go? Would they throw bricks through a window? They cut my cable. You know, would they go downtown and destroy a $150,000 police car? They stole a lot of our signs. We put up signs and they'd steal them. Now, a lot of people, though, in this world, they don't like to get their hands dirty. So they got somebody doing it. There was a guy in the last election, he was caught red-handed out by Fred Meyers in Newburgh. The whole police department caught this guy. He was tearing down all of our signs. And there were educated people behind that one. And that story never really got out there. Why? Well, you know, it's kind of funny about that the mainstream media doesn't print stuff like that. But that was quite the stir that night when this gentleman, big man, 6'4", 280, he gets caught stealing a bunch of our signs, which is illegal, by the way. You can't do that. You can't go around and just steal signs that go up during, you know, political campaigns. And so, you know, the Antifa. What's Antifa? We talked about this on a previous podcast, but, you know, mainly they're a bunch of people who live in their mom's basement, and they're out there at 27 years old trying to stir things up. And, again, you saw what they did in downtown Portland. This wasn't made up. And don't put your head in the sand on this. When you vote, get people like Ted Wheeler the heck out of the mayor's office. He didn't do anything about it. And as soon as George Floyd passed away, you had to see that coming a mile away, that there was going to be disturbances at least. And, you know, I would say that, you know, people like him should be the first people that we just say, you are not qualified to be a mayor of a big town like Portland. Portland doesn't deserve what they've gotten. I was just down there the night for a play. Very rare appearance for me in Portland. We went with some friends. It was a great play. Cirque du Soleil type thing. It was great. Ruth Chris, go to Ruth Chris and get some dinner, man. It's good food. But it's still hard when you see a person high on drugs when you park your car ODing right there. Did that happen the other night? It did. And every time I'm downtown Portland, I see people just tweaked out, homeless people. It's dirty. They're trying their best on Broadway to clean it up a little bit. But that whole thing's been a mess since the George Floyd riots and Antifa down there. And it's sad because these are hateful, hateful people. How are they different from the people that were in downtown Portland the other night? We were in our car getting ready to park, and there's a pro-Palestinian protest in downtown Portland. There's quite a few of them. There's probably about 60, 70 people blocking traffic, breaking the law, stopping, you know, people in the middle of intersections, causing a traffic jam so they can protest. Illegal protest, breaking the law. I think they should be arrested and fined. and they should have to go before a judge. And I would give them community service. I'd make them clean up downtown Portland. That would be my penalty for those people. But back to my area, Newburgh, what do we do with these people out here that act like Antifa? You have to at least tell them no. Say, no, that's not acceptable for how you're treating people. And so I'm going to move on here a little bit, and we're going to have a lot of different facets to Stand Tall. I want to promote a few things on this side. When you get to our website, we're going to have specific podcasts dealing with Jesus, sports, and people. And what do those mean? In Jesus, we're going to give you a general rundown of Jesus and Christianity in general. It's going to be kind of a 101 type course where if you don't go to church like I didn't when I grew up, you're going to get at least a basic 101 course on what some of the terms mean. Because I didn't know. I didn't know anything. And so until I was about 20 years old and started getting some, actually 21, started getting some actual teaching, I didn't really know. And so we just want to help out there. And then we'll have written things on there also for you to look up. And then we're going to go book by book through the Bible. And there's 66 books in the Bible. We're going to go through each one of them in a podcast, maybe two at a time. And we'll give you a general idea of what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books of the New Testament are like. Then we're going to jump into sports. We've got some fantastic ones. My buddy Rob and I are going to tell you a story about Babe Ruth that'll just tickle you to death. It's so fun. We're talking about Babe Ruth. Arguably the best player of all time, but definitely top five. And then we got a great one with a personal friend of mine who met Ted Williams. I got to tell you, could be the best player of all time. I think top five, definitely top nine, and probably the greatest hitter of all time for sure. So we've got those two stories come up on sports. Another one with me directly involved with several stories on Larry Bird, my favorite player of all time. And so those are some of the things we want to do in sports. Who are the greatest eight quarterbacks of all time in the NFL? We're going to be talking about that. And so we're going to be talking about some fun stuff on there. Then also in people. People's going to be some fantastic segments on different people that live everywhere. So get ready for the people who started, a different type of companies out there. People have got some just fascinating people stories. And the people segment will be wide open. Wide open. It could be dealing with relationships. It could be dealing with lots of stuff. So we just want to promote that out. Go to the website and you'll see a bunch of stuff on there I think you're going to like. And those will get real specific. Our main one like we're doing today is just going to be kind of sticking on education and politics. And so I'd like to wrap up today by telling you that we appreciate you being on the podcast. And we really want your interactions back through the website. And we look forward to your questions. Again, I said this on the last one, but we had a lady that I saw on, it was either Instagram or TikTok, I'm not sure which one, mid-30s, late-30s, mom, two kids, husband, both working their tails off, and they were just struggling money-wise. You know, inflation's gone through the roof. Besides what Joe Biden says, Bidenomics have just sucked the life out of our economy, but we're still all, for the most part, eating. Even though we're spending billions of dollars every day to cover the people coming over the border, Bidenomics does not work. But this mom was in a lot of pain because when you're broke, it really wears on you. Been there a lot. Been broke. My mom and dad, I always knew when we were broke, they'd start rolling their own cigarettes. And so I knew we were broke. I mean, we had no money at all. They were trying to, put a couple of dollars together just to get gas in the car so dad could go to work or try to find a job. And a lot of people out there are maybe that bad off, or maybe they're not quite that bad off, but you don't have any leeway. You're not going to Hawaii this year. You're not even going to Disneyland. You're not even maybe going to the beach. You're not going to the lake. You're not going to the mountains. People are frustrated with paying $5 for gas. They're frustrated with paying way more for groceries than they should have to. And that's why you need to vote. Because this shouldn't have happened. This is bad leadership looking us right in the face. So folks, I'm asking you to listen to Stand Tall. We'll give you as many facts as we can. We're going to run down candidates. We're going to tell you what they stand for. We're going to tell you what judges vote on. We're going to tell you what these people push and promote. And you're going to know the facts. So you stay with Stand Tall. We'll give you those facts. And that's part of Standing Tall, that you know what's up. So you can make a good conscious vote. And if every person in this country voted, we're going to be a healthy country again. I really believe that. And so you keep your head up. If you pray, and stay positive out there. Treat everybody you know as good as you can. And this is Dave Brown.